The genetically altered salmon grow twice as fast as other farm-raised salmon. The Food and Drug Administration is deciding if it will approve the fish for human consumption. If it gets to market, it might be tough to find buyers. That's because of a boycott organized by environmental groups. Julie Francis is a restaurant owner in Cincinnati. She's joining more than 340 chefs, seafood distributors, and grocers in the boycott. Francis is concerned that not enough is known about the effect on humans and wild salmon.
I really, being a chef owner, come from the background of, you know, I want the best fish, I want the best vegetables, and it's just in my personality to be concerned about things like chemicals and additives and different things that we just don't know, I don't know that much about.
The seafood retailers plan to boycott genetically altered fish until they feel it's safe to eat. They also want the FDA to ensure that wild fish stocks won't be harmed. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Rebecca Williams.